Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. One of our favorites, Jeff Holtzman, joins us. Jeff, on a quick side note, how are your brackets? Are you out of the game of March Madness?
I'm actually doing pretty well. I was this close to not even filling one out, but my wife wanted to do one for her school, and I'm not supposed to be I'm not supposed to be outing her because technically that's illegal. But anyway, I told her I'd help her. I did one bracket last minute, and turns out I had Louisville, Michigan in the final. So if both those teams can win on Saturday night, we're looking pretty good.
And then do you have Michigan winning the whole thing or Louisville?
No, I actually picked Louisville to win the whole thing.
Ooh.
I normally don't pick a number one seed to win the tournament, but this year, I mean, I've seen them play a lot, and I just really like their team, and I think that Rick Pitino is due for a title.
I do, too, but, you know, it's interesting. Matt Johnson, the glue of the show, he's like you. He had his hopes are riding on Michigan and Louisville meeting each other, but he's got Michigan on the other side, so he's on the opposite side of that ultimately as the, you know, for the final game on Monday, if it comes down to that. Interesting, huh?
Well, Michigan, I mean, look, they've got Lady Luck on their side if you watch the game against Kansas. I mean, it was a miraculous comeback, but I like Michigan because I like Trey Burke. I'm a huge believer in him. I've seen him play a bunch this year. I really think he should be the player of the year. And I think that whoever drafts him in the NBA is going to be very, very lucky. He's a special player. And I also am always a big fan of teams who have legacy players. In this case, Michigan has Tim Hardaway Jr. and Glenn Robinson Jr. And I just love when sons of famous NBA players are on teams, especially when they're teammates.
Yeah, I agree. I like that, too. That's why I like baseball. You see a lot of that in baseball, without a doubt. All right, let's talk a little Washington. The president is going to return part of his salary. What's the deal with that?
Well, the president is claiming that it's a show of solidarity to all the federal employees who are seeing their pay cut this year as a result of sequestration. Obviously, as you know, your listeners know, the automatic across-the-board budget cuts that went into effect last month are going to slice about $85 billion off of the discretionary budget this year. And so a lot of federal employees are going to be furloughed at various agencies. At the Pentagon, for instance, you're going to have 800,000 civilian workers end up getting furloughed for about 2 weeks. And that's why Chuck Hagel actually announced yesterday that he would forego 10% of his salary this year. And what he's going to do is, you know, he doesn't have the power to change his salary, but he does have the power to voluntarily write a check to the Treasury Department. So that's essentially what Hagel's doing. I think by my math, that's about $11,000 this year if you look at what Hagel's making. Now, with the president himself, he makes $400,000 a year. And so a 5% pay cut for him, which is what the White House announced today, amounts to about $18,000, $19,000. And so he's going to turn that over to the Treasury Department. And I think what the president is trying to do is say, you know, to the federal employees, hey, look, I empathize with you. I feel your pain. And what he's also trying to do indirectly is send a message to Congress that, listen, it's your, you know, it's half of the reason that the sequester is in place is because of you guys. And I think you guys should share in the pain as well. It remains to be seen whether Congress will, you know, any leaders in Congress will you know, follow suit. They're certainly at liberty to. And the interesting thing about Congress, maybe not interesting, but, you know, a lot of these guys are independently wealthy. I've talked to a lot of folks who say that members of Congress, they don't even really need their $175,000, $180,000 a year salary. A lot of these guys have made money in the private sector well before getting into politics. And, you know, the president himself is a similar case study. I mean, he made $800,000 in 2011, but he made over $1 million the year before that and over $5 million in 2009, of course, a lot of that money because of his book sales. So President Obama is no slouch in the money department. He's going to be fine when he gets out of office. A lot of folks today said, you know what, he should just sacrifice his entire $400,000 salary. Now, sort of certainly an interesting thought.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, speaking of what's going on at the White House, on a different kind of note, North Korea and the fact that, you know, it looks like Kim Jong-un is not backing down whatsoever. What's the latest from the White House? What are they saying?
Well, Washington is certainly taking North Korea's threat seriously. Of course, The latest threat coming from North Korea is that they have given themselves approval to launch nuclear strikes against the U.S. if they feel the need to defend themselves. And, I mean, I think that that's always been their posture throughout the years, but you know, they're stating it publicly to try and, you know, either scare the West and scare South Korea, or this could be just propaganda for internal consumption. I mean, you got to remember that North Korea, you know, those people are isolated from the rest of the world. They don't see our news. They don't listen to your show. I'm sorry to inform you of that, but what they get in terms of news is what the North Korean regime gives them. And so, you know, this could be for internal consumption. The U.S. in response obviously is moving, a missile receptor over to Guam, because North Korea has said, at least publicly, that Guam is one of the places that they're targeting the U.S. Of course, we have thousands of soldiers there. We also have troops in South Korea and Japan, and I think the Philippines as well. So we have a large presence in that area of the world. That's why, you know, the U.S. and the Pentagon have to take these threats seriously, even if it is just a bunch of bellicose rhetoric.
Yeah, I like that, bellicose rhetoric. Now, the other big thing, of course, and, you know, the president was pushing this, making the case for guns and the gun control, tougher background checks, I think was really at the heart of it. And some of the other things that we're hearing, Jay Carney said this, that it would be shameful if Republican lawmakers filibustered the gun control legislation, because that's been talked about with Marco Rubio and Senator Rand Paul, the two senators. So how's this lining up these days when it comes to votes and whatnot?
Well, I think there will be a vote, ultimately, and that's at least what Harry Reid promised before Congress left town last week. But it's still going to be a steep uphill climb in terms of getting a lot of what the president wants passed. You talk about the federal assault weapons ban. I mean, I think the president is so sour on that he stopped mentioning it by name in his speeches. And, in fact, in Denver today, he didn't even utter the words assault weapon ban. He's basically cut it out of his script. And I think he knows that it's just far-fetched right now to think that it would get 60 votes in the Senate. You know, you got to keep in mind that the gun owners lobby, including groups like the NRA, I mean, they have a tight grip on Washington, not just Republicans, but Democrats as well. Harry Reid had an A rating from the NRA back in the 1990s. This is the guy who traditionally had a good relationship with those groups. So, you know, it's going to be very, very tough. But a lot of people, obviously, a lot of critics think that would infringe on people's Second Amendment rights if you specifically outlawed hundreds of weapons. But, you know, the president also talked about universal background checks today. He said that those won't infringe on the constitutional rights of Americans. The polls would support him. You know, 80 to 90% of Americans, depending on what survey you look at, believe in universal background checks. And specifically, I mean, you know, tightening background checks so that people can't take advantage of so-called loopholes to buy guns without having, you know, been subjected to a background check. But the issue is going to be, again, the critics that say that universal background checks will lead to a national gun registry, which has been a no-no and sort of off-limits for lawmakers for many, many years. So the tricky part is, you know, selling that legislation and convincing the public that, you know, people that buy guns won't end up on some list that the federal government, you know, bureaucrats will be able to look at it day in and day out. So, you know, bottom line, Kate, the big ticket items look like they're doomed, but we won't know until the bill comes to the floor, probably, you know, next month, exactly what the picture looks like.
Yeah. Jeff Holtzman, always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Fun.
Thanks.
See you
later. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, speaking of being locked in, if I had anything to do with law enforcement, there is no way, no how, I would go anywhere without my gun and being ready to immediately use it. Like, look around me, check everything out, 360 here, 360 there. It's crazy what is happening in the country. And very surprising because, you know, here's the thing, it's kind of like the third rail. Right? Anybody who's a bad guy, that's the third rail. You don't want to kill a cop. You're not trying to kill a prosecutor because of the repercussions of that, like the death penalty, like the law raining down on you and finding a way to get even and tearing you from limb to limb if they can get their hands on you. So we got the situation that happened in Texas where you have the DA and assistant DA killed in cold blood, one by two hooded guys, as he was going to the courthouse in broad daylight. The other one, in his house, his wife shot five times when she opened the door, and then he was shot almost 20 times. And the answer is, it looks like it's tied to two Aryan people, along with potential links to a drug cartel. I'll explain all that. And then you have the shooting in Colorado, the pizza guy, and the prison, the guy in charge of the prisons. And now you have a suspect in custody after a West Virginia sheriff was shot point blank. I mean, this is chilling what's going on. And what is this going to do for the wheels of justice? How many people are going to want to go into this profession? I mean, seriously, we know that judges and lawyers and whatnot and others have been threatened, have been killed in the past. But like I said, it is kind of the third rail, sort of a sacred cow, if you will. There's a code because you don't want to go there. The mafia guys never went there, right? Not if they didn't have to. Except for Al Capone's guys, I guess. So this new sheriff who was cracking down on the drug trade in the coal fields in West Virginia, fatally shot where he parked his car for lunch. The suspect in a hospital with gunshot wounds, because a deputy chased him down. Mingo County Sheriff Gene Crum died of his wounds. They're not really talking about too many specifics, how many times he was shot, that kind of stuff, a bunch of other details. But so many people just clumped around him on the courthouse steps. Who was the suspect? 37-year-old Tennis Melvin Maynard. The guy who's in the hospital I just talked about. Because he took off. The deputy got him, crashed his car into a bridge. Got out of the car, pulled a gun on the deputy who fired in self-defense. Crum was just elected last year. Took office in January. Helped indict dozens of drug dealers. Because they had this new thing called Operation Zero Tolerance. The county commission president in that area said they were just targeting people who were spreading drug addiction in that area. That they were going to cut it off. They were going to do everything they could. So they had to shut down the streets and all that stuff, and they, the officers did the right thing. They shielded his body. They held sheets around the crime scene and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, just unbelievable. This comes right after the district attorney and his wife were shot over the weekend at their house, and weeks after Colorado's corrections director was also gunned down at his home. Man, unbelievable. So they knew they were stalking him. They knew, okay, this is pretty much his, what he does. He parks his car, he eats lunch right there, kind of near this pharmacy, and he shut down a pill mill. So Operation Zero Tolerance was his way to honor what his campaign pledge was. But I think what's very scary is now the rates that we've seen here with some relationship. I mean, somebody in some form of law enforcement, I'll call it for lack of a better way, whether cop, sheriff, district attorney, whatever it is. And of course, you know, you have people with children, you have people with grandchildren, and this is crazy. It's crazy, and a lot of it seems to be tethered to or some way circling back to drugs somehow, like meth. You know, where there people are hiding out deep into the woods where you don't want to go with these meth labs. And this was the idea, shut down pills, meth, all that kind of stuff. Now, in the Texas killings, they suspect a white supremacist prison gang. But there is ties to the cartel in Houston. So now everybody's worried. Joe Arpaio, Mr. Sheriff, think of him in Arizona. You know, he says he's America's toughest sheriff. And he said he just can't believe it with what happened to Crum. He can't understand what's gone on with these murders. I mean, certainly he's been the target many, many times. Life-threatening things have been hurled at him. But, you know, listen, they have slashed the budgets of so many cop shops and so many sheriff details. I mean, really, how much of a detail can you possibly get and wrap around anybody who's convicted somebody that might be dangerous? I mean, this is just like crazy brazenness. And it's not part of what the code used to be, because you didn't, there's no way you would go there. But obviously these people think they have nothing to lose or they wouldn't do it. There's your one of your other common threads, no matter who it is and what city that we're talking about. I mean, just assassinated. Broad daylight. Shocking. And as I did say, you know, you wonder how many people might be kind of scared off by this. Maybe it's time to retire. I like my grandkids. I've been doing this for 25 years, 30 years. I've had a lot of crazy conversations. In fact, I know because I have cops in my family. A lot of conversations about carrying guns, which they do, but carrying them at all times. And really kind of making the routine not the routine anymore. It's like when you tell other people, hey, mix up when you put your car outside and when it's in the garage and do you answer the door and what do you do in your house? But, you know, when you're talking about assassins, people who don't care and they're targeting someone, they get to them. I mean, imagine the detail you would have to have, and you can't. Yeah, and who's a target? Well, anybody who's convicted, anybody of some serious drug offense, somebody with ties to a gang. You know, there's that one gang where when you get out of prison, you're supposed to kill the person who got you there in the first place, who convicted you or who made sure you were convicted, arrested you, whatever. There's a lot of really, really, really wild things happening. It is almost like if we wind the clock back, we're in the wild, wild west. And, you know, we're all on a bunch of horses sitting there in the town waiting to be protected by somebody. And it goes to that whole gun argument anymore. You can't wait to be protected. You have to be responsible for your own defense. If they're knocking off people who represent the law the way they're doing with no regard, you know the answer to that for all of us. It's like the sheriff in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, who didn't make a lot of fans on the anti-gun side by saying, I think everybody needs to own a gun because we're not going to get there in time. And you're certainly not going to get there in time if you see that one by one, more of the people on all sides of a courtroom or the arrest side of things are becoming bullseyes for the bad guys. Whew. And then we have cop in New Jersey who says, we had two more shootings today. Also a chopper flying treetop level looking for suspects. Oh, my. Out of control. I mean, that's where we are now at this point, out of control. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, speaking of out of control, Mike Rice, do you know the name? Think about it for a second. Politician, celebrity, how about former basketball coach? Yeah. From hero to zero, just like that. All it took was some videotape and revelations about running basketball practices and verbal abuse of players. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Really, honestly, can you do if you're a cop, if you're a DA, if you're listening to me and you fall into those categories, are you concerned about this? Like I said, I have family members, so I know this certainly to be true in lots of different places, not just where we've seen this crop up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But now it's time for the booze of the day. There were so many that, you know what, I decided I'm not going to pick one. Why do I have to be limited to one? We live in the land of choice, so I have lots of choices. And you can decide what you think is truly the boo of the day. All right, would you be stunned to learn that the triumph that crippled poopy Carnival cruise ship was actually banging around in Mobile, Alabama because it got loose from its moorings? You cannot make this stuff up. People were in offices where they looked out and saw this giant cruise ship, almost like a scene from Speed 2, careening near the building. Because, you know, it was smashing against the side walls of some of, as it tore loose, it was smashing aside in these dock areas because it's being repaired. So it's just kind of lumbered down river. It crunched into a cargo ship. The wind gusts near hurricane strength shoved this 900-foot Triumph free from where it was tied up. Can you tie up a cruise ship? That's the first thing. So after everything that happened, being stranded off of Mexico in February, the tugboats, all that kind of stuff, it had to happen again. You had four tugboats that had to use a bunch of mooring lines to try to secure the cruise terminal. Who's paying for all this? There was a 20-foot gash, about 3 foot or so wide. You could see it halfway up the hull from the water. And it wrapped partway around kind of the stern of the boat. And then you had railings that were dangling and broken. Electric cables that were plugged in on shore were dangling from the sides of the ship, right? And the weather was so bad it almost blew a guard shack into the water. So their one ship worker was rescued and crews were searching for another one, by the way. So the U.S. Coast Guard, your money, my money, spending more money on Carnival Cruise. We haven't even taken a cruise. How much have we spent on this ship? Because that's what happens, by the way. So it definitely goes for a boo of the week. Carnival says all of the 800 crew members and contractors, by the way, working on board were safe. Well, thank goodness. Remember, this all happened way back in February, and it took that time to pull it back in. So now still more problems. More problems. And what's strange, too, is how deep is the water? How deep is the water where they're repairing this ship? It's supposedly it's a 42-foot deep ship canal. I don't know. It's crazy. It's like the boat that's just not gonna say die. It's going to keep coming around and around. And the guy, the trillionaire who owns Carnival Cruise, he could care less. He doesn't show up on shore when all that happened to the people. He owns the Miami Heat. He's living the high life, making the bucks. He inherited the cruise business. He knows they can't touch him. So now this is the latest thing. This gets even better. Who steals a giant tortoise from a museum? Who does that? I see that tortoise. I want it. Let's block out the cameras and snatch up the turtle and make a run for it. I mean, how does that happen? And the reason I bring this up is because you think of museum exhibits, and hey, it's Iowa, Dubuque, Iowa, small, little, tiny museum, but an 18-pound African leopard tortoise is missing, and they can't account for it. The National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium said that Cashew is just gone. So they think somebody took Cashew between Sunday and Monday night. It was a 4-foot glass wall. So how do you climb over the 4-foot glass wall? I guess you could. And was it a prank? Did someone sell the tortoise? So yeah, I don't know. It's a boo. Fits into the boo of the day. And if that doesn't float your boat, tortoises and jumping over the glass cage, try to get it and all that kind of stuff, do you think it's right to destroy Ronald Reagan's boyhood home? Could a man be more revered, even by some of the Democrats? Remember when Obama was running the second time around, they were comparing certain aspects of Obama as Reagan-esque, which was, I thought, a very big stretch, but people are always invoking Ronald Reagan's name. It's as if he walks on water, seriously. So they demolished his home, Chicago apartment building where he lived as a kid. They tore it down, a Hyde Park building. He lived there for just a couple of years with his parents. And what were the years? 1914 and 1915. I guess the University of Chicago bought the building and they're using it as a residential property or whatever. Here's the thing. Preservationists tried to save it, but they were unsuccessful. The university says we don't have any plans to build on the property. Why don't they just wait then and let a few more people see it? say, hey, this is the early childhood home. Come and see it, tour it, whatever. Maybe they'll put a plaque outside. Maybe. Maybe they'll do it. I'm not sure. But if maybe they're smart, they'll do it. Let's put it that way. All right, the other thing that would be a big boo and be very scary if it happened here in the United States, you know, tax. I'm for a flat tax or some kind of a fair tax in the future, but I don't think I'll ever see that day. The people in Europe and what ultimately they're paying for various things, I don't know how they can afford it unless they're one of the haves. But imagine that France says that the high-salaried soccer teams are going to have to pay a 75% tax. A 75% tax. The new president, because he's still kind of new, Haaland, cannot be that popular with a lot of people in that country. It's certainly the more well-heeled ones, that's for sure. Because what they're talking about is they're going to have to kick back more money. Because they got the 75% tax because they're top earners. So they're looking for big salaries. You cannot hide under the bed in France from the long reach of Haaland. So any team is going to have to pay that surcharge on players' salaries over 1 million euros. So I started doing the math on this. That's pretty good. This is what they're doing. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul or something like that. Or robbing both Peter and Paul. So it's crazy. France is going to lose good players. They're competitive. They'll bolt for other places. Why would they stay? And there are some pretty decent teams. There's a couple of players who were superstars. I know, don't cry for the superstars. Who make some decent money, and they'll be leaving. Guarantee it. You know, even a former LA Galaxy player and the captain of England, David Beckham, who is on the Paris Saint-Germain payroll, is exempt from the tax because his five-month contract with the team doesn't qualify him as a French tax resident. He's not stupid. He realizes what happens over there. And especially since Haaland took office because they're in trouble in France. And so what's the way to get around that? And it's these giant taxes on certain things and certain people. But it's really actually driving a lot of those people away. So that can't be good because then they're not going to get the money they thought they ultimately would get. And in the case of the soccer team, which is big in France, then you decimate your superstars, and that's kind of one of your claims to fame, if you will. And finally, our last boo of the week. Our last boo of the week. And this one, probably a lot of you would agree with me. It might even be first on your list. This story is circulating all over the place. We always have these anti-Jesus or anti-God or anti-whatever people or let's just be silly and take something down because the ACLU is going to sue us. And it's something that's been around for a long time, and I don't understand that. Can't we live and let others live, whether you're an atheist, an agnostic, whatever? So a portrait of Jesus has been part of a Southern Ohio public school district building since 1947, and they took it down because they didn't want to have to pay for a lawsuit. The ACLU was coming after them. The superintendent of what's Jackson City Schools told the AP, I guess at one point, that they made that decision because of the insurance company was not going to cover litigation. They weren't going to cover them in court. They had no choice, they say, but to take the portrait down. They couldn't roll the dice with taxpayer money. And there was nothing they could do about it. Because what happened was the ACLU and the Freedom from Religion Foundation sued on behalf of a student and two parents who called the portrait an unconstitutional promotion of religion in a public school. And it was the head of Christ. It was a very popular depiction of Jesus. And it was just there in the entranceway with some other things, obviously other portraits and things that were there. Well, that's unbelievable. Like I said, can't live and let live. Doesn't make any sense. All right, Mr. Rice, up to bat next.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Well, Lord, it's and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck bell has got to hold on you. So spend your money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what pulls you down. Yeah, I'd bang up. Bang up.
And you want to talk about bad luck? Bad luck for the timing of all of this, as Mike Rice spent 3 years as the hoops coach for Rutgers University, but there's been such intense outcry, a public outcry, not just in New Jersey, but all over the nation, and parents and whatnot, saying get rid of this guy, ditch him, and wanting explanations for the reasons why. In December, when the news broke that there was this videotape showing evidence of Rice being physical and ranting against players when it first surfaced and it first came out, and then he was ultimately had been back in November, had been suspended for 3 games and fined and all that kind of stuff, and I guess it kind of went under the radar. Now all of a sudden, with the unbelievable pressure on Rutgers to do something, they decide to do something and they ditch Mike Rice. Here's what he said in his apology to the folks at Rutgers, his players, and the world, I suppose.
Can't say anything right now except I'm sorry, and there will never be a time where I'm going to use any of that as an excuse. Will there be any excuse? I've let so many people down. My players, my administration, Rutgers University, the fans. As I stated 3 months ago, after I watched the video, how deeply regrettable those actions. I also stated I was going to try to work on changing, and I think I've accomplished a lot of that. There's no explanation for what's on those films, because there is no excuse for it. I was wrong, and I want to tell everybody who's believed in me that I'm deeply sorry for the pain and the hardship that I've caused him.
All right, so that was the mea culpa, I'm sorry, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, what happened was on Tuesday night, the athletic director, Tim Pernetti, was bunkered in his office with his people trying to finalize those plans to fire Mike Rice. So then the news comes that he's out, and Pernetti reversed course. He met with Rice for 15 minutes or so in the morning, and then that's where you heard Rice afterwards. And, you know, the university now is also, I think, there's pressure about the AD, because he was the one who didn't dismiss him the first time when he could have done that in December. And what he said, he released a statement saying he's responsible for the decision to attempt to rehab the coach, that dismissal and corrective action were debated, and he thought it was best, in the best of interest of everyone, to rehab him. But he said he was wrong, and moving forward, he said he was going to trust to regain the trust of the Rutgers community.
See,
but, you know,
what I don't understand about this, though, is there hasn't been another reported incident, so nothing actually changed other than the public finding out about it.
Right.
And so he gets fired basically because the public finds out about it. So why does his decision change? His decision is based solely on public opinion.
That's it.
I think he's got to be on the way out, too.
He's on thin ice. He's on thin ice because of what's happened lately in some other universities. That, you know, when there's a public pressure, when there is the boosters, the people who support the school, when they start making the phone calls, when the board starts making the phone calls, it's politics. And this is the politics and the atmosphere of what's now happened with Rice. So what changed was what Matt just said, that the tape became public, and all of a sudden everybody found out about the story, and that was it. You know, that was it. And then they had to do something because ultimately because of the pressure. And you think of the Big East and how big this is for Rutgers. And, you know, the AD there is the head of a $58 million athletic department. They have 22 intercollegiate teams. And if you remember, there was a coach at Rutgers, a football coach, who put him on the map when they were winning. His name was Schiano, and he went on to become the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and took a few people from Rutgers with him. He was the coach of Ray Rice, who played for Baltimore, was just on the Super Bowl winning team. So Rutgers got a whole big infusion of cash for athletics, and the job security, you know, it looked like he had great job security of any AD around in college sports, especially brokering that deal last November for Rutgers to defect from the Big East and join the Big Ten for 2014. Now he's really fighting to keep his spot.
I mean,
he's in trouble.
In this whole thing, I'm actually more upset with the AD than I am at the coach. Like, the coach's actions, they're obviously bad. But the AD, he's so wishy-washy, where he defends the coach, suspends him for 3 games, I think it was, something like that.
And then, so that's like $50,000
right,
or something, yeah.
So he backs the coach. Then, as soon as the public comes crying out to him, he doesn't back the coach anymore. He folds like a pop tent and just fires the coach to save himself. I think he's the guy most at fault because he's the one they brought it to his attention. He decided to stick with the coach rather than fire him right there, and then fires him after the season when everyone finds out about it. I think he's the guy that is number one on the chopping block.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, but because I have some inside baseball on that, having a cousin who's been bunkered down in that group, in that office, but cannot come on our radio show and talk about it, I think that what's happened is they bent him into a pretzel and said, look, you got to do this. The boosters are all over this. There's so many people all over your action, too. This is it. You got no choice. But here's the thing. He should have, I still say, and I agree with Matt, he still should have said, even if there was pressure from boosters, hey, listen, we kicked his butt. We told him we're not taking this crap anymore because this videotape was made available and we agreed this was the right way to go. Eric Murdoch is the one who released that tape, and he's a former NBA player who was there with Rice. He was an assistant coach and then left. So he's the one who pushed that out there and made that public. And, hey, he thought it was ridiculous. He kind of had a little bit of an axe, and he threw it out there. And then the rest now is history. But what's with Rice, he's owed, I think, I want to say $1.6 million. And that seems like nothing compared to some of the other coaches and what they're making. But now this criticism leveled at the AD and how the whole thing was handled, because this is being printed all over the place. What was the financial consideration is, you know, why did Pernetti hire an independent investigator to review the practice tapes? The investigator, that's what they did, said, was this John Lacey, who reported back to Pernetti 2 weeks after looking into the case right after Thanksgiving, and he's not saying anything now at this point, but will Rutgers be on the hook for the remaining salary that Rice was owed when he was, you know, now that he's been fired and all this other sort of stuff in the contract? And then looking at the tape, every clip you saw within the context of practice and what was happening there and what he was doing, and it was craziness. I mean, he was incredibly abusive, incredibly offensive, and certainly in looking at that tape, I mean, I would have to say, because it wasn't like he got hot at a player and got in their face, or, you know, one time or whatever. He did it the entire time he did it. So, you know, Pernetti could be looking for a gig himself. He might be out. Could be out. The Rutgers president will ultimately have some say, I'm sure. And he hadn't even seen the tape when Rice was suspended in December. Oh, my. What a tangled web.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.